be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you would hand your son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread? Or a snake when he asks for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Do unto others what you would have them do unto you. This is the law of the prophets. Thanks be to God." Gospel of the Lord. Sorry about that. You ever have a day where you're not quite hitting on all four or six, or today might be that day? So here we are, we're in the second week of Lent. As my wife said, it seems like we just put Christmas away and here we are in Lent. We had Ash Wednesday. And now we ask things of God. Well, one of the things I've been trying to do for Lent, and I might keep it up even after Lent. I don't know if you've ever done something during Lent to change your life and you go, you know, I'm kind of enjoying this. I'm getting a lot out of it. Maybe even after Lent is over, I'll keep doing it. So one of the things, it's a two-part thing. One, my doctor says I need to exercise. I don't know why, but he thinks I need to exercise. And so the other thing I thought about is, as I'm walking around and I get in front of a house, just take a moment and pray for the people who live in that house. They don't know me, more than likely. I don't know them. But it's just a nice thing to do. Just stop and say, "Lord, I pray for these people and keep them safe." And then I go to the next house, and the next, and the next. And when I first started walking, I was walking, you know, very intently, and I was just moving. And then as I started doing this, I started walking a little slower, starting to be a little more observant, looking at the houses and noticing their flowers. I had a couple of dogs that don't like me yet, but I'm hoping that eventually as I go along, they'll be nicer to me. But just to see the glory in the moment. And those are the things that God asks us to do. You know, okay, you open the door. You kind of look in and go, "What's in there, God? What do you have for me?" Or you just swing it open and go, "Okay, Lord, I'm ready." Either one's okay. During this Lent, God invites us to be aware, to open the doors, to pay attention, to realize his love for each and every one of us, and of course, our love for him.